A very good morning to you all, and thank you for joining me again for our devotion this Wednesday morning as we look at God's good news for us. This last Sunday, we looked at Psalm 32, and I spoke about the boisterous blessings of the forgiven believer, and part of that was revival. And in as part of our revival, God reviving us, he teaches us, he counsels us, and he guards us. I want to look at a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, which echoes and elaborates on this a little bit. And we're going to look at verse 9, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 through to 16. It's quite a chunky bit, but bear with, and the passage speaks for itself mostly. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. There's the key. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who knows the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's the key. God's Spirit lives in us, and he teaches us, he counsels us, he guards us. He guards us in spiritual truths. He guards us in spiritual words. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. In our daily living, we think we need help in trying to understand how to get basic routines done. How should I wash these dishes? How do I get rich quick? How do I varnish this table? What color wood should I use? What color should I paint my wall? Whatever it is. The Spirit is not teaching us those things. We mustn't relegate him to a lesser role like that. Rather, we need to believe what the Bible says about the Spirit. God's Spirit lives in us, and he is teaching us spiritual truths. And that's far greater than any other truths. You know, who cares if the door handle is supposed to be able to open, whatever it is. Okay, obviously you should care about that, but those things don't matter in the context of our faith. Those things don't matter in the context of salvation. The Bible says we are fighting a spiritual battle. Our battle is not against the things of this world, but against the forces of evil, against the spirits of darkness. And so we need spiritual truths to help us in this fight. We need spiritual truths to make sure that we are on God's path and not the path of the world. So I want to encourage us today, but I also want to challenge us, and I also want to remind us that it is God's Spirit who lives in you, not the spirit of the world. Where we have confused the spirit of the world with the Spirit of God, we need to fix that. We need to rectify that. We cannot place the Spirit of God in an inferior role to what he's actually. It could be blasphemous. Probably it is blasphemous. It's like looking at God as a vending machine. Oh, please can I have this and that and this and that and the rest. The Spirit of God is not there to guide us in the mundane tasks of life. Yes, Maybe he helps us in areas that we need to. You know, little things like you decide at the stop street to go left and not right, even though you always go right, but something tells you to go left. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritual truths. Our focus when we approach the Spirit of God, when we talk about the Spirit of God and think about Him and reflect on His role, His position in our lives and in our hearts, we cannot simply put Him in a position of giving us advice here and there for these things of life. No. The Spirit of God is there, who knows the deep things of God, verse 10, verse 13, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. We speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but words taught by the Spirit. So let's not be childish with God's Spirit. Let's not be immature in our faith with God's Spirit. But let's recognize Him for the unique role that He plays. Let's recognize Him for the power and the presence that He has in our lives to teach us spiritual truths, to guide us in spiritual wisdom. We, like I said, we can't merely see Him as just this fairy godmother who helps us where we need help or where we think we need help. No, He's far greater than that. This is the Spirit of God, Almighty God, the Creator, living in us, knows the things of God, and is teaching them to us, counseling us, guiding us for our spiritual battle, for our salvation, to live out our faith, to build His kingdom. So, let us recognize the Spirit for who He really is, and let's take heart in knowing that He does guide us, He does teach us, He does counsel us, and He leads us in all spiritual truth. We speak by words given to us from the Spirit. When we are handling the Word of God, we speak in words from the Spirit, not of human wisdom, but from God Himself. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank You for this passage of Scripture that You gave to us this morning. Thank You for reminding us the role that Your Holy Spirit plays in our lives. We thank You for guiding us. We thank You for teaching us. We thank You for leading us on in spiritual truth. And Holy Spirit, we also want to ask for forgiveness where we've relegated You to just this fairy godmother who helps us where we think we need help. Please forgive us. Please help us to see for who You really are. The Spirit of God living in us, teaching us, guiding us in spiritual truth. Things that only God knows. Things that no eye has seen, no ear has conceived. But we can know because the Spirit lives in us and is teaching us. And we thank You for this wonderful blessing. We thank You that You haven't left us alone, but You have blessed us with Your Spirit to guide us, to prepare us for the spiritual battles that we face in our lives. We bless You and give You thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.